Immigration dominated the 2016 presidential election. Throughout the campaign, President-elect Donald Trump promised to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, and he called for a clampdown on undocumented migrants from both Latin America and the Middle East. Mass deportations could have a significant effect on Oklahoma City's economy, especially in South Oklahoma City, which has a significant Hispanic population. The Journal Record's Ted Strooley is back with us, as he is most Fridays, to discuss some of these implications. Ted, as recently as this past Sunday, President-elect Trump told CBS News' Leslie Stahl he planned to deport as many as 2 or 3 million people. Within the context of that 60 Minutes interview, he was talking about people he described as gang members and drug dealers, people with criminal records, but then he elaborated a little bit more.
After the border is secured and after everything gets normalized, we're going to make a determination on the people that you're talking about, who are terrific people. They're terrific people. But we're going to make a determination at that. But before we make that determination, Leslie, it's very important. We want to secure our border.
And Ted, your newspaper's Brian Bruce talked with Raul Font, who's the president of the Latino Community Development Agency, and he said many residents in South Oklahoma City aren't necessarily worried about their own legal status, but family members are another matter.
Well, right. You know, President-elect Trump mentioned, potentially deporting 2 to 3 million people, but the estimates run that there are as many as 11 million undocumented immigrants in the country. And while Trump said in that interview his intention was to deport criminals, there's still a lot of ambiguity around that because anybody who is in the country without proper documentation, may be guilty of some kind of crime. So there's a lot of speculation about what's likely to happen. And when we talked to Raul Font, he told us that family is really important in that community and that they'll have a lot of people who are going to consider moving out of Oklahoma City entirely or moving to another part of the country or to a different country. They don't want to abandon their houses and their businesses, but if even one family member in that household might be at risk for deportation, they may choose to look somewhere else.
You know, even if we do see sweeping changes to the country's immigration stance, though, the actual enforcement is going to be left largely up to states, municipalities, jurisdiction at the local level. Is there any indication how Oklahoma City would react to something like this?
Well, yes, there is. We have a really good example of how Oklahoma City might react. Russell Evans, an economist at Oklahoma City University, reminded us of House Bill 1804 from a few years ago. And what he pointed out was that when that bill was passed, there was a swift, immediate reaction. That bill was from about 9 years ago, and it made it a felony to even give a ride to someone suspected of being an illegal immigrant. But that was very quickly undone, as he reminded us, because the state and local law enforcement agencies were not going to strictly enforce those prohibitions that were written into that statute. And, there are a lot of intangible costs when that kind of crackdown is proposed. It breaks up families, and that turns into problems with, very unproductive workers because of their personal situations. That kind of anxiety really tends to lead to fewer productive workers overall and an anxiety that can really dampen economic activity. Michael Brooks Jimenez is an Oklahoma City attorney who handles a lot of deportation cases in federal court. And he told us that there are so many people who are frightened and just don't know what's going to happen next, that's the biggest problem right now is this anxiety and unknowing. They've got a lot of questions and no answers.
That's Ted Strooley. He's the editor-in-chief of Oklahoma's weekday business and legislative newspaper, The Journal Record. Ted, as always, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Brian.